Be'ezus Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas. Avi Moria, Rav David, Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, Afreilich and Purim to everybody. Today is Purim Day, and today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Zayin. I did try hard to find a connection in the daf to Purim. It was not simple, but we'll have a little bit of a stretch. But let's see. We are up to the words Amar Shmuel, which is on top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel, it is about six lines down. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shebechatas Mesa BePesach Kariv Shlamim. There is a very interesting halacha that there are five Karbanos Chatas, that the halacha is that the Karban Chatas has to die. Five Karbanos Chatas that you have to just let the animal die. Nothing you could do with it. Good morning, Avi. Good morning, Chanachenach. Good morning, Dr. Dan. Good morning, Dr. Ron. Five karbanos chatas, that the halacha is that you just have to let them die. What's that? A chatas that is pregnant and gives birth. So there's a baby chatas, the baby of a chatas, I should say. The tamura of a chatas, that's what we discussed the other day. If you have a karban chatas and you try to transfer the kedusha. Good morning, Dr. Joe. We try to transfer the kedusha from a karban chatas onto another one. The halacha is they both become karban chat, they both become karbanos, but by a chatas, there's a special halacha that if you try to make tamura with a chatas, that tamura, that exchange karban, just dies. Chatas shemesu ba'alef, the owner dies, so then the chatas has to just die. Chatas she'avra shnasa, a chatas that, and we'll discuss that today, chatas she'avra shnasa, a chatas that, the halach is you're only bringing karban chatas when the animal is less than a year old. But if you don't get around to bringing it, and it already goes more than a year old, then the chatas has to die. And the fifth one is chatas that you lose it, and you find another one, and then you find the first one again. So those five cases are chamesh chataos mesos. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. So, Shmuel teaches us halacha. Anything that in a karban chatas, any scenario, one of the five chatas scenarios that happens with a Karban Pesach. So all of them in a Karban Pesach, Amar Shmuel Kol Shebechatas Mesa, any of those five scenarios that a chatas dies, BePesach Kariv Shlamim. So if the same scenario would happen to a Karban Pesach, all five of them, you bring the Pesach as a Karban Shlamim. We've been learning all along that Mosar Pesach is Kariv Shlamim, that Pesach and Shlamim are related, and whenever you have a Karban Pesach in certain circumstances that you can't bring as a Karban Pesach, so you bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So Shmuel says, anytime Chatas dies, any of these five cases, BePesach Kariv Shlamim. V'chol shebechatas roeh, now he adds on another thing. Any halacha where in a Karban Chatas you would have to let it graze and develop a mum and redeem it and use the money to buy olos for kayetz hamizbeach, just extra karbanos, bepesach nami roeh. Anything by Karban Chatas that you allow to graze and get a mum, Karban Pesach you also allow to graze and get a mum. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this because it's very, very hard to find such a case. And the Gemara is going to end up backing out on this towards the end of the daf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, now Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. We have to remember Rabbi Yochanan for the end of the daf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Pesach, Kariv Shlamim, Ela, Shenimtza, Achar Shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says, the only time a Karban Pesach that's lost would be brought as a Shlamim is only if you find the original one after you've shechted the substitute one, as we spoke about in yesterday's daf. And the reason for that is, and we'll see in a second, Avol Kodem Shchita Lo. But if you find the lost Karban Pesach prior to shechting the second one, we would not bring it as a Karban because by shechting the other one, you are rejecting the found one. Since it was around at the time of the Shechita and got rejected, so a rejected Karban Pesach is not a Shlamim. Rather, you'd let it graze and get a mum and you sell it and use the money to buy a random karbanos, just extra karbanos ola. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmuel says, every chatas that dies, you bring it as if it happens by a Pesach, it's a shlamim. Every chatas that you let graze and get a mum, same thing by shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan says it depends. No. Pesach is a lost carbon. Pesach is only Karev Shlamim, only if you find it, if you find the original one after you shechted the substitute one. However, if you found the original one prior to shechting of the substitute one, then you don't bring it as a Shlamim, even though presumably in that case by a Chatas it would die, but by a Pesach you would not bring it as a Shlamim, rather you let it graze. And now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the daf today analyzing this statement. Maskefla Rav Yosef, uklalahu. Is this really a rule that every time that whenever a chatas is left to graze, so a carbon pesach in such a circumstance would also graze? A question against Shmuel's statement. Vahare chatas she'avra shnasa. What about a carbon chatas that's no longer 1 year old? The Torah says in Parshas Shlach, by a chatas that you bring for someone who violates Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. So the halach is you bring carbon chatas. The Torah says, V'hikriva eiz bas shnosa l'chatas, a goat 1 year old. And the end of the parasha is Torah achas yelachem la'ose b'shkaga. That, and the sifra, the medrash learns out from this, that all chatos have to be only 1 year old within the first year. So what about a chatas she'avra shnasa deliriya azla? That the halacha is by a chatas she'avra shnasa deliriya azla, because the halacha of such a chatas is that it does not die. The halacha is, he says, that it does not die. Right? Why did I mean? Didn't I list this before as one of the five that died? So. The answer is that even the one that died, even a chatas she'avra shnasa, if it gets lost, right? If it just got more than a year old and it was not lost, so then it dies. But I'm sorry, just the opposite. If the chatas was lost, and if the chatas went more than a year, if it's regular avra shnasa, so a regular chatas that's within the first year, a regular chatas within the first year has to be brought. If your mafresh chatas within the first year, and then it became more than a year old, it dies, right? That's the five chatos the mesa. However, if it passed the first year, and then you lost it, and then you found it, so then it's going to be l'ri'iya. So let's see. Uklalahu, is this a rule that every time a chatas is b'ri'iya, so too the Karban Pesach would be ri'iya? V'arei chatas she'avra shnasa. But what about a chatas that passed its first year? D'l'ri'iya azla, that such a chatas has to be let out to graze. Wait till it lets out to graze till it gets a mum, and then you sell it. Dabar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, because Rabbi Reish Lakish says chatas she'avra shnasa, a chatas that passed its 1 year birthday. Roenosa ki'ili hi omedes beveis hakvaros. We view it as if it's standing in a cemetery and the kohen cannot get there, meaning you're not allowed to use it. And what happens to it? Viroa, and you wait until it gets a mum, and then you sell it. You wait till it gets a mum, and then you sell it. Didn't we learn that a chatas that's more than a year old, it's lemisa? So the Gemara in Tmura asks this question against Reish Lakish, and they answer that no, that the Mishnah doesn't mean just if it gets more than a year old. It means it got lost, and then it became more than a year old while it was lost. Or it got lost and became a Baal Mum. Those die. But if it's just Avra Shnasa, then Reish Lakish is correct. If it's just more than a year old, then you let it graze. So, says the Gemara, V'ilu bePesach ki aygavna karev shlamim. How can you tell me anything that a chatas dies, Pesach dies? Chatas, if you let it graze, then Pesach you let it graze. Here you see a chatas she'avra shnasa, that it, we let it graze and get a mum and sell it. If ilu b'pesach, ki agavim, but a carbon pesach that gets more than a year old, karev shlamim. So that you bring as a shlamim. Desani, you learned in a brisa, kesev. The Torah says by the parsha of shlamim, l'rabos es ha-pesach la'alya, that you're makriv the tail of a carbon pesach. Ukshu omer im kesev, l'rabos es ha-pesach shavra shnaso, im kesev comes to include that a pesach that's more than 1 year old, ushlamim abon machmas ha-pesach, and extra karbonos pesach, like you designated 5 karbanos for your carbon pesach for some weird reason, and then you use one of them, so the extra ones become shlamim. Mosar pesach is karev shlamim. L'chol mitzvah shlamim. So these halachos, all the laws of shlamim apply to this, and we include even one that's more than a year old. Shetun and smicha, you got to do smicha to do nesachim, bring the wine libations. Utznufas chaz v'shok, you got to wave the breast and the thigh. So. Kishuhu Omer v'im eiz hifsek eni, and then the next part says, and if it's a goat shlamim v'limid al eiz she'ein ta'an alya. Okay, the goat you don't bring the tail of, but at any rate you see here that a chatas, even though a chatas she'avra shnasa you let it graze if it wasn't lost, a chatan she'avra shlasa you let it graze, and yet a pesach she'avra shnasa you bring it as a shlamim. So Shmuel's wrong. Answered the Gemara, ki kamar Shmuel be'avudin. When Shmuel made this connection, that any chatas that dies, if a carbon pesach had the same thing, it would be brought as a shlamim. Shmuel did not mean that by any chatas. He didn't mean that by all 5 chatases that dies. He's only talking about a chatas that's lost. Ki kamar Shmuel be'avudin. Any chatas that's lost that dies, if a carbon pesach would happen that way, then it would be brought as a Pesach. However, biduchuyin, by a chatas that, let's say, it became more than a year old, that now it is rejected from being able to be brought because it's more than a year old. Lo amar, Shmuel did not say that. And therefore, if it's more than a year old, even though by chatas it would die, if it's more than a year old and it was not lost, if it's more than a year old, it would graze and wait till it gets a mum. But by Pesach, you would still bring it as a shlamim. So now the Gemara continues to ask against Shmuel. Even very nice that you said that Shmuel's talking about only lost karbanos. What do you mean? Ve'avud mi mishkachasla? Ask the Gemara. Mi mishkachasla? Where do you ever have a case? You tell me Shmuel's only talking about lost karbanos. Where do you ever have a case of a lost karban that grazes? Because Shmuel said any lost carbon that chatas that grazes, so when it comes to Pesach, it would also have to graze. Where do you ever have a situation that a chatas is going to graze where it was lost? Vahare avuda b'shas afrasha l'rabbanon. What about a lost carbon at the time that you were mafrish a chatas? So you mafrish a chatas, and then you get it lost, and then when it's lost, you mafrish another one. And then you find the first one prior to be makriv the second one. So that's a machlokas Rebbe and Chacham, and we had it in yesterday's daf. We're going to have it again in today's daf. So according to Rabbanon, such a case, what do you do when you find the first one if you find it before the shechita? L'ri'i de'l'ri'iya azla, that we know you let it graze and get a mum and sell it. Disnan, because he learned in a Mishnah there in Temura. Hifrish chatasu va'avda, if you're mafrish your carbon chatas, then you lose it. V'hifrish acheres tachta, then you mafrish another carbon on, instead of it. V'nimtzei sarishona, and you find the first one before you shech the second one. V'arei shtei and omdos, so they're both legit chatos at the time. Achas mantakarv, ushnia tamus, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, the second one dies. V'chachamim amrim, no, it doesn't die. Ein chatas mesa, ela, the only time the chatas dies is if you find it after you slaughtered the second one. Ha kodim shenaskapu b'aylam. But if you find the original one prior to slaughtering the substitute one, roa. So Rebbe says such a case. If you find it beforehand, Rebbe says it dies. Chachamim say It grazes. So v'ilu b'pesach, in such a case, heichad ava v'nimtza acher chatzos, this is going to be an important distinction. However, by carbon pesach, if you lost one and you designated another one, then you found the original one, if you find it after Chatzos, which is already the Zman Shechita, even if it's before you shecht it, but if it's after Chatzos, Kodem Shechita, Karev Shlamim. So according to Chachamim, it's Roeh, and according, and you see by Karev Pesach, it's Karev Shlamim. So what's going to be the obvious answer? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Shmuel doesn't hold like Chachamim. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel ki Rebbe Svirle, Damar Vudilimisa Azla. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and he holds, Shmuel holds, that if you find it, beforehand, it dies. And that's why if you find it after Chatzos, but before the Shechita, by Karban Pesach, it's brought as a Shlamim, according to Shmuel. Once it's already after the Chatzos, it's very important to understand the distinction, right? If it's found after Chatzos, but before the Shechita, see, once Chatzos happened, so the substitute one already became Roy for a Karban Pesach. So once the substitute one became Roy for Karban Pesach, when Chatzos happened, you still didn't find it yet. You didn't find the original, so that one becomes your Pesach. So therefore, the next one, if you find the first one, becomes a Shlamim already. That's the way Shmuel holds. But if you would find it after the Shechita, so he holds once it's already Chatzos, so then the other one can become a Karban Shlamim. Says the, so Shmuel Kerebi Svirleid, Amar Avuda Lemisa Azla. No, that Karban Chatas beforehand, Rebbe holds, it dies, and therefore if you find the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, but before the Shechita, it would be a Shlamim, Karev Shlamim.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But doesn't Shmuel also say that Kol Shebe Chatas Mesa, but Pesach Karev Shlamim?
Yes, correct. That's exactly right. So he's holding like Rebbe that it's Mesa, Tamos Divrei Rebbe, and that's why it's Karev Shlamim. So now, but now this is what we got to ask though. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'ha'kal avuda l'Rebbe Mesa. Ask the Gemara, but wait a second. Even if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, can you still uphold this rule? V'ha'kal avuda l'Rebbe Mesa. But wait a second, you went too far by holding like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds every Karban Pesach that's lost always dies. V'ilu b'Pesach, however, but what about a Karban Pesach that you find before Chatzos? Shmuel would agree, V'ilu b'Pesach, hecha d'ovid kodem Chatzos, v'nimtza kodem Chatzos, if you find it before Chatzos, then even Shmuel would agree, roeh, you let it graze, so the comparison still doesn't work, says the Gemara. Kodem Chatzos is not called lost. Answer the Gemara. Kodem Chatzos, lav avodu. If you lose it, if you find the original before Chatzos, that's not called anything's lost. You didn't even start the Zman Shechitas HaKarban yet. Very nice. You designated it, you lost it, designated another one. You could always switch the designations before Chatzos, because Chatzos is the time when the whole thing starts to be Lamaisa. So the Gemara says an interesting Chiddush, a Pesach that's lost and found before Chatzos, since by the time you find it, neither of them were yet roi la krava, lav avodhu, it's not considered to be lost. And therefore, even if you were mafresh another one before it was found, and this goes according to the words of Rava, kidir Rava, this is like the same thing that Rava said by Achatos. To Omar Rava, Rava taught us an interesting chiddush by Karban Chatas, avedas laila, if you lose the Chatas the night before you were scheduled to bring it, and you mafresh another one, and then you find the first one early in the morning, lav shma aveda. As long as you find it first thing in the morning, lav shma aveda, because night is not a zman akrava. So it was lost prior to the time of the akrava. And as soon as you found it already before dawn, right? It's got to be, right? Rashi says it must be you find it before nates. or before Alos, whenever the Tchilas Hazman is, you had to find it. By the time it was light outside, you had already found it. So even Rebbe would agree that in such a case, it would not die. Rather, it would be you would have to let it graze and get a mum. So it wouldn't die in such a case. So therefore, Shmuel is not talking b'chlal about that case, because he's only talking about lost ones that are found afterwards. Like we said, it's only after Chatzos. Now, until now, the Gemara brought a bunch of cases that he tried to reject the rule of Shmuel, and therefore the Gemara had concluded that Shmuel is only talking about a chatas that was lost, and he holds like Rebbe that a chatas that lost dies. And that's where Shmuel said, any case that a chatas dies, Pesach would be Korev Shlamim. But now, what about the other statement of Shmuel, that any time a chatas is left to graze, carbon and you get some mum and you sell it and then buy olas with it, and carbon Pesach will be the same thing. Now, where's that case? And the Gemara is going to end up backing out on this. Says the Gemara, once you're telling me Shmuel is only speaking about lost carbonos, you want to tell me that Shmuel's only going on lost carbonos? Where are you going to find a graves case? Ella roe le rebi echemishkach asla. By a lost chatas, where, according to Rebbe, how are you ever going to find a case? Because Rebbe holds everything dies. So where in the world is Shmuel going to have his rule that anytime a chatas grazes, so too Pesach grazes? But any chatas that's lost during the day, and you mafresh another one, Rebbe holds that even if you didn't bring the first one, it dies. So you're never going to have a case of a lost chatas. And if it's lost at night, you just told me it doesn't count at all. And once it's lost during the day, it always dies, according to Rebbe. So where are you ever going to have a graze, a chatas, that you leave it to graze, that Shmuel set his rule, that anything that in a chatas, you let it graze, let it get a mum, so to buy carbon passing legum, there is no such case. Answers the Gemara, no, I'll find a case. Says the Gemara, even according to Rebbe, we could find a case that a chatas is roa. Kid Rabbi Oshaya. You have the case of Rabbi Oshaya, Dama Rabbi Oshaya, because Rabbi Oshaya said, a person who's chayav one chatas, hifrish shtei chatos lachrayas. And this guy, you know, he's a nervous kind of a guy. Nebuch, we see a lot of people that are very nervous, they have anxiety. So he says, listen, I'm worried. What happens if one of my chatos, I lose it, or it dies, or it gets a mum? So he wants to be mafrish two chatoses in order to be safe. So he establishes two, and he says, listen, if I lose one of them, I'll bring the other one. And he says, one of these karbanos is a chatas, and the other one is just as a backup. Miskaper ba'achas mehen ushnia tireh. Ah, this is a case of where one of them you bring, and the other one doesn't die in such a case. The other one, even by a chatas, you let it graze and let it get a mum, and you sell it, and you take the money and use it as spare karbanos ola for the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, okay, wait a second. Is that true? But what would you do by a similar case by a Pesach? You wouldn't let it graze. You'd bring it as a shlamim. V'ha'ilu b'pesach yai gavna karev shlamim. Says Gemara, it doesn't help you. You tell me Shmuel's rule that anything by a chatas grazes by a Pesach, you'd let it graze. But this is not true. Yeah, very nice. You found the case by a chatas, you'd let this thing graze. But by a carbon Pesach, this is a classic example. If I'm mafrish five carbonas for my Pesach as a substitute, and then I bring one of them, the other four you bring as a shlamim. Says the Gemara, because of this question, the Gemara backs out of its entire original, statement in Shmuel. Ella says the Gemara, you're right. Because of this question, the Gemara backs out from the previous explanation we gave in the words of Shmuel, and therefore this is the conclusion. That we have to re-understand Shmuel. Says Gemara, Ella, Shmuel ka Rabbi Shimon Sfirle. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar who says, Chomesh Chatos Mesos. That there are five carbon chatoses that all die. And the halacha is that these five chatoses die in every kind of scenario. And according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, a chatas once the chatas is brought, in every single scenario, it always dies. And you never let it graze in any of these five scenarios. Whether it was lost and found after you brought the carbon chatas, or it was found before the carbon chatas, either way, it always dies. and whether you were mafresh, even if you were mafresh an extra one just as a backup. So they all die. If that's true, v'haroa l'Rabbi Shimon less like klal, but wait a minute, if you tell me they all die, Rabbi Shimon never holds of any case of where you let it graze. And didn't Shmuel say any case of a chatas that grazes, so to Pesach graze? Says the Gemara, no, we're backing out on what Shmuel says. That can't be what Shmuel said according to this explanation. Shmuel nami chada ka'amar, no, Shmuel really only said one thing. Kol shebechatas mesa, v'pesach karav shlamim. He only wants to teach us this din, like Rabbi Shimon. And he holds like Rabbi Shimon that every chatas dies, and every Pesach, which is similar, is brought as a shlamim. Shmuel knew that all lost chatas is all die, like Rabbi Shimon, and Shmuel's being mechadish that all lost carbon Pesachs also are brought as shlamim. Ask the Gemara, umay kamash malon? What is Shmuel coming to teach me with this? Didn't we already learn in the Mishnah earlier, in yesterday's daf, we learned that a Pesach that's lost, and you brought another one in its place, and you find the original after Shechita, it's brought as a Shlamim. And the Gemara earlier explained that after Shechita doesn't only mean after Shechita, it means even before Shechita, but it was after the Zman Shechita, after Chatzos, also it would be brought as a Shlamim. So why does Shmuel have to now teach us this new Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, La'afuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel is coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that we said all the way to the beginning of today's daf. The Omar ain't a Pesach Karav Shlamim, Ela she nimtza la'achar Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Shmuel. He said you only bring the original found carbon Shlamim that was lost and found, the original one, only if you find the original after the Shechita. Aval kodim Shechita, but if you found it before Shechita, but after Chatzos, Rabbi Yochanan said, lo, you let it graze. Alma Shechita kava. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's not the Chatzos that establishes the time that you can bring it as a Pesach, but rather it's the time of the Shechita that's koveya. Kamash malon, Shmuel saying, I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzos kava. Shmuel holds that if you find it after Chatzos, you could, before the Shechita, you could bring it as a Shlamim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no. Only if you find it after the Shechita, you bring it as a Shlamim. But if you find it before the Shechita, after Chatzos, he says you let it graze. A little bit more. Now, the Gemara brings a whole different version of Shmuel. Earlier, we said that Shmuel says kol shebechatas meisa bePesach karav shlamim, the kol shebechatas roa af bePesach roa, and the Gemara had asked against this, and because of this, the Gemara said he's only talking about lost ones. And then the Gemara asked on him, but what do you mean a chatas avuda is roa according to chachamim, and yet a Pesach is shlamim, and therefore the Gemara said that Shmuel held like Rebbe, and then the Gemara kept on discussing. So here, the Gemara is now going to bring an answer to the original question differently and go in a different direction. Lishnach Rina. So we had asked earlier, according to Shmuel, how can he say any chatas that grazes? So to a Pesach graze, but a lost chatas that you're mafresh another one, then you find the first one before the Shechita, the Chachamim in Tmur say it grazes. V'ilu b'Pesach, hechad aviv v'nimtzach chatzos. Kodim Shechita Yikriv Shlamim, the same kasha that we asked before. Answers the Gemara. Shmuel, now we give a different answer, go in a different direction. Shmuel ki Rabba Svirale. No. Shmuel holds like Rabba. The Omar Shechita Kava. Shmuel holds like Rabba, who says that only shechting the substitute, it's the time of the shechting, not chatzos. He holds that really it's the time of Shechita. So any time it's lost and then found, and it's there during the time of the Shechita, you have to let it graze. That's what Shmuel means. Kol shebechatas roeh, if you find the chatas before Shechita, it grazes. So too, Shmuel holds, if you find the Pesach before this mana Shechita, if you find it before the Shechita, so then it grazes. Ask the Gemara, No, but that doesn't make sense, because then Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rabbi Yochanan was arguing on Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Says Gemara, Vahami dekama Rabbi Yochanan Allah. If Rabbi Yochanan yelled at Shmuel and said, no, you're wrong, the Pesach only is brought as a shlamim if it's found after the Shechita, aval kodem Shechita lo, but before the Shechita it grazes, sa'alma Shechita kava. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shechita is the time. Mechlal de Shmuel sever chatzos kava. So that would imply that Shmuel is holding, like we said earlier, that chatzos is the right time. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to try to find a different answer for Shmuel. Ella Shmuel kerebi svirale. So we'll go back to what we said before, that Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Amar Avuda lemisa azla. Right? This is now going back on the same version as before. We just had a slightly different detour in the middle. Rather, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who says no. The Amar Avuda lemisa azla. Anything that's lost you have to let it die. And that's why a chatas and a pesach that are lost are included in the beginning of the words of Shmuel, that any time a chatas dies, pesach is brought as a shlamin. Ay, v'ha kol avudin l'Rebbe Mason. But wait a second, according to Rebbe, everything that's lost dies, and yet, v'ilu b'pesach, hecha d'avid kodem chatzos, if it's lost before chatzos, v'nimtza kodem chatzos, roe, answer the Gemara like we said before, kasavar Shmuel holds, kodem chatzos, lav avidhu, that anything that's before chatzos is not considered to be lost, because if before chatzos, it's not even lemaisa, like we said before. If you lose it and you find it before chatzos, it's not considered lost at all, and therefore, certainly, a pesach that's found after chatzos, Shmuel would hold, is brought as a shlamim, because chatzos is the time that's set, but if you find it before chatzos, it's not even considered to be lost, so it's not a kasha from the Korban Chatas. Now, what does this Gemara have to do with Purim? What does this Gemara have to do with Purim? So, not much, right? Not much. So I was thinking, just a following brief idea. You know that the Medrash says that the reason why the Jews ate from Achashverosh's feast is because it was 70 years. They calculated, based on Midrash, it wasn't rebuilt. They thought that why did Achashverosh make the party? Achashverosh made the party because he was celebrating the fact that God rejected the Jews. He rejected them. They were lost. He rejected them. That was it. And even the Jews participated, because there were some Jews that felt that, oh my gosh, yeah, it's time to reject, it's time to leave Yiddishkeit. But Mordechai and Esther succeeded in convincing the Jewish people to do tshuva and to come together and to daven, because you have to realize Hashem is never going to exchange the Jewish people. The Jewish people can never lose their kedusha. If the Jewish people are the chosen one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we think we made the calculation, we thought that Hashem rejected us, we always still retain our kedusha. Like a carbon that gets lost. You lose a carbon that gets lost, you think it has no more kedusha, but if you find the kedusha, it could still be brought as a carbon sometimes. You could still have its kedusha. So Klal Yisrael, we have to learn from a chatas or a carbon pesach that's lost under certain circumstances, you could still bring it as a carbon. Just because it's lost, it never loses its kedusha. If you find it again, we have to realize that we might think in the times of Achashverosh, we thought that we were lost. We thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanged us. He exchanged us for a different carbon. He exchanged us for a different nation. No. You still have kedusha. Even once we find you, we have to find ourselves. We have to realize, we have to find, and even at the times that it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from us, he's really still there all the time. That's the whole Yisod of Purim, that we're always connected. We're always connected. It looks like he's not around. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. It looks like he's chucked us. It looks like events are happening that he doesn't care about us anymore. We have to remember, Purim tells us we're never lost. We always have our Kedusha. We could always still be brought as a carbon. Have a wonderful Freilich Purim to everybody. A holiday of Kabbalah Satorah. Everyone should have a great Kabbalah Satorah and a great feel that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch at all times. A Freilich Purim.